Welcome back to another exciting episode of Japanese Poetry. Do you like boogie boards? Boogie boards are also called body boards. The board is a lot shorter than a surfboard, and you lie on the board on your belly when you ride on the wave. I love riding on the waves with the boogie boards. I also like seeing many kids using their boogie boards riding on waves together. Many kids and some adults carrying boogie boards stand in the water toward the beach, and they are looking back, waiting for a big wave. They look so serious, including me. Once the big wave comes, everyone takes off and zooms toward the beach. That's fun. To be honest, I have done boogie boards only a couple of times 2 years ago in New Jersey. And since then, I haven't had a chance to enjoy boogie boards. 2 winters ago, my family and I are still living in New Jersey, and I decided to go sledding with the boogie boards after a snowstorm. I did it this way because I was not able to find a sled for me anywhere in town. I found 2 for my kids at the store, but I was not able to find mine. Unfortunately, the idea didn't work fantastic. The board itself was not so slippery that I taped a plastic trash bag underneath the board. All of this activity messed up my boogie board, so I discarded the board when we were decluttering before moving to North Carolina. So I was very, very excited when I bought our brand new boogie boards this summer for everyone in my family. However, unfortunately, we had to cancel the trip due to the weather. I hope my family and I will go to the beach later this summer, or definitely next year, to enjoy boogie boards. Today, we will review tanka poems that are related to the blue ocean. The author for the first poem for today is Wakayama Boksui. He lived from the 19th century to the 20th century in Japan. Let's start from the translation. Dear Swan, why aren't you lonely or sad? You are floating between the sky and the ocean. You are not dyed by the blue color of either of those. Let's sing the poem as usual. Shiratori wa kanashi kara zu ya sora no ao umi no ao ni mo somazu tadayo This poem reminds me of people who live by themselves in remote areas, like priests or monks. In the earlier episode of this show, we reviewed a couple of tanka poems written by people living in a cheap huts by themselves. By living in the real world, we, people, interact with each other and have influence on each other. On the other hand, the swan is floating on the water alone, and he or she looks calm and doesn't seem sad. If the bird is the author himself, he would gradually be colored by blue because he would be influenced by the others. By the way, this poem is one of the first modern poems I encountered in my life. I was probably a middle school student, and I saw this poem in the textbook of language art. It can tell how famous this poem is in Japan. Let's move on to the second poem for today. The author of the second poem is Yoshii Isamu. He lived from the 19th century to the 20th century in Japan as well. Let's start from the translation. Summer has come. Southern wind blows at the ocean of Sagami. My eyes have been fired up. My emotion has been fired up. Let's sing the poem as usual. 夏は来ぬ相模の海の南風に我が瞳も言う我が心も言う相模is an old name of Kanagawa Prefecture, which is about 40 miles southwest from central Tokyo. There is a very famous Shonan Beach along Sagami Bay. Since the beach is not too far from Tokyo, people who like surfing or swimming or just sightseeing drive there or travel by train there on weekends and holidays. I assume the author is at the beach of Sagami Bay, or what he described here is a feeling at the beach. In this poem, the author seems extremely emotional and he seems determined. His eyes were fired up. His emotion was fired up. We don't know what the author is so determined about, but we can at least read his strong energy triggered by the southern wind that blew at him. Let's conclude this show by singing the poems for today. Shiratori wa Kanashii karazu ya sora no ao Umi no ao ni mo somazu tadayo夏は来ぬ相模の海の南風に我が瞳も言う我が心も言う This is Emmy. Thank you for listening. Have a good day.